Exotic Lemay Melbourne are doing it for the kids this winter. If you've got a school formal, a dead ball or graduation coming up, then have a listen to this. Score a 25% student discount off the Transformers Bumblebee Limo, the matte black Dodge Nitro, the Bentley Flying Spur Limo, the BMW Limo, the Mercedes Limo, all the latest stretch Chrysler limos and every bloody black, white or pink Hummer in the city of Melbourne as well. Yep, that's 25% off, kids. So hit up exoticlimo.com.au or pick up the phone and dial 1300 532 532 and tell them Jock sent you.
That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. So remember, when you put down one mother, you put down mothers all over the world.
Welcome to this special Mother's Day podcast. My mother is my hero, significant life force, and I am dedicating this show to my beloved mother.
You love your mum, don't you?
Yes, Jock.
This is Mr. T.
I remember this.
Brilliant artist. Brilliant artist.
He have funny hair. I kick him in ball.
He could box. Oh, hell, he could. Did you see him against Rocky Balboa? He was frightening. Bulldog law.
Clubber Lang, I believe, Jock, was his stage name.
Clubber bloody Lang. Put the fear of God into the kids, I'll tell you. Special day, Mother's Day. Poyter, your mother's very, very special to you, isn't she, mate?
Yes, Frail still listens in every week, and we must not have any profanities in this, Jock.
No profanities in this one for Mum. Crashy, what do you think about that, mate? You've got that glint in your eye. Boy, now that's a red rag to a bull for Crashy.
I think this week we do some special fire up lady joke. So all men get
fire up
trouser
lady
action.
Oh, you mean you want to get the juices flowing?
Yes, you say mineral mother day. What you do?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is too profanity, Crouch. But look, I don't know, the old, you know, oral. They call it the oral caningulus. I used to say to Norell, I'll make your day and give you a bit of caningulus for Mother's Day.
Oral sex make your day. Anal sex make your whole week.
Jock, stop that immediately.
Pointer said no. Your mum will be listening to this, won't she, Pointer?
Not sure the references there, but I feel Mother will be deeply offended, Jock.
And we love you, and we thank your mother for allowing you to come, because she keeps you on a, you know, I won't say a tight leash, because that's disrespectful, but, you know, she's rather protective of you, mate.
I suggest we leave this to Supercoach-related banter.
Big week again of fantasy footy, Peter and Crouching. And I went to see St Kilda. Absolutely the best bloody game I've seen. The one thing I took out of this thing, Supercoach Rise, is the young kid, Daniel McKenzie.
He's on the bubble.
This week, he was good. He scored 80 Supercoach points. He's on the bubble and his break-even will be negative 80 this week, boys.
Very interesting, Jock. Is it time to be trading down
some of these
rookies? I am thinking Camden McIntosh, currently sitting at 254.5K, a break-even of 19. Would it be sensical, or sensible even, to go straight down from Camden McIntosh to Daniel McKenzie?
I do. I mean, we've seen scores over the last 3 weeks, including a 42, then a 70 and a 47. He only had 10 disposals from 80% game time. So I'd suggest it's time. And of the other boys, a lot of us have Adam Oxley, who's still scoring very well. He's got a big 148 in his three-week price-moving calculations paradigm. His break-even's still around negative 50, so I don't think it's time for Adam Oxley. Even Nathan Bloody Brown scored an 85 and a 70. He's got a low break-even. And Adam Shard's the other one who came out with a 106. Camden McIntosh is the boy I think we need to move on.
I have better man than this.
What, to piss off out of your defence?
Yes, not defence. Isaac Bloody Heaney.
He's got to go. He stuffed his knee.
You can do Heaney. to Mackenzie. He need
what you reckon? Put Mackenzie into the midfield?
Why not? Just make bloody cash.
Isn't there a sense just to, because midfield? You saw Billy Stretch played his first game this week for 51. You know, he didn't set the world alight, but he was okay. I just tend to think that defence rookies, while they're there and while their quality, such as Daniel Mackenzie, should be taken in the defence line.
I'm not sure Mackenzie could pick.
Oh, he was good, mate.
Yes, but you waste bloody another tried. I think you have to wait. For example, Jake Lever. Little bit more pricey, but round 7, not good time bring in. He may be same like artist with brown finger.
Artist with brown finger, was that Prince or something, was it? You know, the artist formerly known as.
No. Lever a bit like artist with brown finger.
Righto.
Picasso.
Actually, well,
you're not. You're waiting.
We're supposed to be very nice and above the line for here goes bloody mum, mate.
I just try to get lady disco. Miss Tiger. What? Oh, when clutching one Maddie her, she have bottom like, oh, two little prawn dumplings. Oh. Now, same like bloody banquet for six.
Yeah.
Oh, she's sloppy.
She's still carrying a bit around in the rump, is she, mate?
Oh, this very big bottom.
Well, Narelle was still had a pretty good bloody rig on her when she left.
A fallen premium now, Jock.
I don't know if the kids have gotten to see Narelle today, or she was calling you Dales and you didn't answer the phone. And some of the kids would have gone over. Narelle, if you're out there, I hope you've had a good Mother's Day. We, I sired quite a few promising young ones to you, darling, and I hope you got the roses, chocolates, and everything was good.
It's okay.
Come on,
Jock.
Let's talk some selections, can we?
I think the
prawn dumplings.
The overriding early theme there, Jock.
Overriding. That reminds me of Burrell.
I override the bloody banquet for six. Oh, hell of a ride. You hold on very tight. Yeah. Wobble, wobble, wobble. Same like Slinky got done staircase.
Let's try and get some control back in the bungalow. Hang on. Let's go defence. So you're saying to me, Chris, Dan Mackenzie. I suppose you're saying Jake Lever. 17 possessions, 11 kicks, 10 marks. Looks like a promising youngster. He is at that slightly elevated price range of 157 grand.
A jock.
There's also Alex Pearce from Fremantle who got a 74. 10 possessions. He was great on Danaher. Alex Pearce is another one who played his first game down back. So are you saying if you go Dan Mackenzie in your midfield? Potentially next week you could be looking at, you know, Jake Lever, these sort of boys.
Yes, and
picking them off like dumplings.
Yes, Jock. Last week we were all about holding trades, and I don't know why we are now talking about downgrading rookies. I feel the time is not quite right. We will go...
Disagree vehemently.
We will go into the buys, Jock.
Disagree vehemently.
Plump, prawn dumpling-style rookies.
Not banquets for six, eh?
Yes, John.
I'm just aroused by Daniel Mackenzie. Look, he started, he coughed the ball up a couple of times. He's got that hunched over workman dog-like, played on the wing the entire game. I just think this kid's something special and we can expect some significant output for him. So I am very likely to go Camden McIntosh to Daniel Mackenzie this week in defence.
A big call, Jock. Yeah. Just realise there will be many rookies that could be on the bubble at the right time. It is not the right time. Billy Stretch, first game for the Deuce, kicked a goal with his first kick, I believe. More confident in team structures, in trading down three players in that crucial round 11 bye.
So you're trying to say just hold cool the Jets, go bang, bang, bang around 11.
Yes, Jock. Those that bought into Joshua Glenn after one game were disappointed. He may not get a bloody third game, Jock.
Yeah, well, Gold Coast have got Bunnell and McKenzie and all the pissheads coming back too. I think they'll have three coming back in. So they could say, hey, Josh Glenn, he scored 103, though. Last round, which was
36, Jock.
Yeah, 7 bloody possessions. He could very well find himself playing for the Gold Coast Narnagoon Thirds this week.
Agreed.
Wait and see. But Isaac Haney, I don't think there's any sort of argument now. He's got to go.
The news is medial ligament. Is that right, Jock?
Medial, yeah. The one in the middle of the knee. That's why they call it medial, because it's science.
The medial to the knee. What is the best? Is it best to go Haney up or Haney down?
That's the conundrums, and of course it depends. It depends on your horse for course. It's a horse for course situation you're talking about there, Peter. I suspect that most of the people out there will be looking to build some war chests, so I'm thinking down.
Ah, crouching one like Godan too.
Make her day, or what's the other one? Doesn't make her day, it'll make her...
Banquet for six.
Make her whole week.
Yes, make her whole week.
Yes, hopefully we are making the whole week. Mother, trying to keep the boys on track.
Yeah.
I am not amused by this pure old banter.
What about defence? Look, we've talked about the rookie defenders coming about. What about defenders? Because some are emerging. And one bloke who I'm rapt to see, Mr. Standard Deviation himself, Mr. Corey Enright, over the last 3 weeks has averaged 112. 126, which is strange to see from Corey Enright. He's got Sydney next week. His price is, you know, 570 grand, so he's put on about 29 grand this season. Wonderful trading option to your defence for those who are just starting that process of building the defence now.
Not sure, Jock. We'll be getting him at a slightly elevated price. Which means you are locking in a loss. Not sure if he is a great selection. Perhaps Grant Birchall. Safer selection.
Mm-hmm. He has been
coming
solid.
Into good form. And a cheaper option, Sean Burgoyne.
Mm.
That 59 will roll out of his calculation, making him a cheap selection.
Well, he's dropped about, you know, almost 60 grand, so you could get Burgoyne for sort of 445. The thing I'm not sure about Burgoyne is we look back to around 559, 127 this week. I think that's the sort of thing we can expect from him. I'm just not convinced about his consistency, which is why I'll pay a slight insurance premium to get Corey Enright at that slightly elevated price. That's where I'm coming from, mate, you know? Just want to explain my processes, that's all. But, you know, I can see the way you're coming from it too, mate.
Yes, generally, a strategy usually includes upgrades in defence as a last option.
Mm.
This is the area where we are losing the least points by holding rookies.
Tom McDonald just continues to prove himself to us. He's now scored over the last fortnight 122 and absolutely gave Lance Franklin a Mother's Day weekend shellacking. Ran off him like nobody's business. 25 possessions, 15 of them kicks, 10 marks. He's got Hawthorn next week, but I reckon he's rigid itch now. He's done enough for me.
Ah, he bloody genuine defender.
Oh, he is.
Jock, we have Wayno on the line.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, mate?
Sorry I couldn't ring last week, fellas. I rock and rolled all night and then I partied all the Sunday, fellas. I went to Ace Frehley's concert, fellas.
Ah, this good concert you'll bloody get in a mosh pit?
Oh, there wasn't much of a mosh pit, but it was a loud bloody blew me off. Me and Dad went, but Dad wasn't too happy, fellas. In between songs he was yelling out, it's too loud, it's too loud to everyone in there. Like, he was like, shut up.
He's a miserable old dry bastard. Oh, you tell him that for me too, mate.
God, he was carrying on like a pork chop, Uncle Jock. And then he goes, Wayne, I'm going to go sit down at the back there. So we went and sit, and I turn around a song later, and he's asleep, Uncle Jock. He was bloody asleep at the concert. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's just an old miserable bastard, mate. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Super coach, Wisdom Wayne.
Wow, Wavo's hot tip, gotta go off the tits. Whoa, yeah, Wayne.
Now, I think it's a pretty easy one this week. I'm putting money on Josh Glenn, fellas, even though he only got 37 this week compared to last week. I think he cracked a ton or something like that, but this week he was he played a bit forward, you know, for the Gold Coast, so he didn't get many points, but about 120,400, fellas.
Yeah, well, he's on the bubble. We had a quick chat about him before, saying, you know, all the pisshead boys are coming back, Harley Bunnell and all those boys. I'm just worried he'll get the chop, but I suppose what you're saying is if he gets into the team, go nuts on him.
Oh, he's going to definitely keep his spot, fellas, especially with those guys getting off their guts and stuff.
Well, that's very interesting, mate.
Big call, Wayne. Mitch Clark, after the game, he was unwell. Maybe rested this week. Would you pull the trigger there, mate?
It's fairly confused. We've got Isaac Heaney. It's barely time to chop him and just put Josh Glenn straight in, fellas. What do you reckon?
Van Berlo for Mike.
Oh, even Berlo. That pile. Break Berlo, even. What a pile of big bloody turd, stinking poo, fellas.
Yes, break even of around 60, 277k. Time to go.
Might also be time to make the call on Daniel Rich as well, I reckon, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, I've got him. He's starting to stink it up. What do you reckon about Liam Pickett? He's a backline player, but he's been rejuvenated by our mate, what's his name?
Have you been doing bloody English lessons? Rejuvenated, Wayne?
Yeah, I heard someone say it on the radio. I was rejuvenated, so I thought I'd use it as it's rejuvenated. It's four syllables, so yeah, I ended up using that word.
That's wonderful. Well, Pickin has been very good this year, hasn't he? I'm not sure if I'll be on him fantasy-wise, Wayne.
Yes, hard to make a call on Pickin, picking him up at an elevated price. Not sure he would be one for your final squad.
Wayne, the community missed you last weekend, mate, and it's great to have you back on the show, son.
I think I could have done the call in last week. I couldn't even bloody hear anything after the concert, Uncle Jock. It really just blew me complete head off. Like, I actually left the concert and went, oh, hang on, I haven't even got my head. I have to go back and get my head and then put it back on. It blew my head right off.
Good on you, mate. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, son. It makes me happy.
My way at all.
She might.
Excellent, Jock. We need to discuss some of these fallen primos.
Steve Johnson, mate, 130. Aww. He's still not quite the Steve Johnson we know, but at least he's collecting pill. He got it 28 times, 6 tackles. He's just trying to make his game a bit simpler, and he's only 430 grand. That means he's dripped 140k. I, for one, given that I was in that paradigm of looking to inject a midfielder, I'd almost roll the dice and be thinking about Stephen Johnson.
Oh, this, you go straight. Vandenberg not quite coming into full place.
Well, you would have made 200 grand off, yes. Vandenberg, so you'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
Vandenberg to Stevie J, only about 100 grand.
Oh. What about Daniel Rich? For those with your Daniel Riches of this world, that's only a hop of bloody 40 grand or something. You'd do that within a heartbeat.
I think less than this. Daniel Rich to Stevie J.
420 to 490-ish, yeah, we should have 70 grand.
Stuff all, no, 420 to
40. I don't know mathematics!
Approximately 8k, Jock.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Daniel Rich copping the tag, he got a bung ankle, there's probably doubts over Daniel Rich next week.
Stevie J, a suspect consistency, I feel Luke Parker could be back in form, Jock.
Well, that could 495,
be a he scored 119 on the weekend. I really think there is a good, solid case to argue for Luke Parker.
We'll have to see when a player's bottomed out. I'd love to see that point in his bottom bell curve cortex paradigm where he begins to tackle and where he begins to collect pill. We saw 9 tackles from Luke Parker, 24 possessions. I think all the signs are there. Break even will be about 60. With that extra money, I think that's a very solid selection. We can see a lot of those midfielders starting to look very cheap and starting to come into form.
Michael Barlow, break even 52, you get him under 500 grand. This premium selection.
That's a massive bloody, that's a big price drop of over, it's about 120 grand.
Oh, much dollar.
96% disposal efficiency, so still only got the 23 possessions. Perhaps he was elevated somewhat just by his pill disposal efficiency.
Yes, I continue to look forward to those buys. Of course, we discussed last week, obviously, Rockcliffe Ablett. Very interesting watch on Joel Selwood becoming more and more cheap, as he usually does around the buys. And also, Jock, Rory Sloane.
Gee, if you haven't got Sloane, I think he copped one in the schnoz, didn't he? He got a cheek or something like that. Massive break even this week. He's already shed almost 100 grand. He's down around 520. For those without Sloane, oh, goodness me.
I remember a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
Many prick tried in Sloane.
Yeah.
And what he scored last few weeks? 60, 69, 75. This, oh.
Terrible. 3 weeks. He's had a 60, 69, 75. That's been an anus. Horrible. Obviously bought in Sloane around 3, so for me, that's been terrible. Bloody terrible. But he'll come back. Now, for those holding Sloane, is there cause for panic at this stage?
No, no.
You're not going to move him, are you?
Exactly, Jock. Dane Beams could be ripe for the picking. Those with a war chest has decreased by 60 grand. He's scoring reasonably well and has a break-even of 94.
Yeah, he's averaged about 110 over the last fortnight. Tom Rockliffe, I mean, Rockliffe. When he bottoms out, and he won't bottom out for quite a few weeks yet, this is going to be one of the biggest fantasy bargains I can remember, to be honest. Can you try and remember one that's going to be as much of a bargain as this?
I don't think so. Yes, around 12 by, I think many will be trading this man in.
So this week he got a 94 after a zero last week. We'll get to have his score next week before that zero really drops out of that price calculation. We look like, what do you think? We could be seeing him for around 450 grand at the bottom of his price calculation.
Oh.
That's for Tom Bloody Rockliffe.
Oh, this is like 2-for-1 Lady Flynn.
2-for-1. You're frisky tonight, Crouchy, man.
I'm frisky.
Have you been getting much of the old horizontal folk dancing in, mate? You just seem like you're pent up with a bit of the old sexual aggression.
I thought I get many love. Because I buy Mrs. Tiger Mother's Day present.
What'd you get her, mate?
I buy her roll of toilet paper.
What, a good 3-ply with some flowers on them or something? A real nice sort of mother's one she can get the business just wiped off with.
She asked me, boob job. I want boob job. I give her roll of toilet paper.
Yeah?
Yes, because she rubbed this on her bottom, make very large. You rub on boob, same thing.
I love it, mate.
Banquet for six. What?
Banquet for six, dumpling, toilet paper.
Yes.
That's the treble, isn't it?
Yes.
Adam Treloar, he's dropped about 80 grand. He's over the last, he hasn't been terrible. We see his scores along the way of, he's had 147, 107, 105, 101. He's had a few pockmarks. He had a 48 last week before the 101 this week. Break even will be up around 140, but Adam Treloar's another one that will drop into that, you know, high 400s category. So, there's plenty of bargains. Kieran Bloody Jack, 110 back in form. He's already down around 460. So, is it time? You know I talked about Dan McKenzie, and I talked about the possibility of injecting a Corey Enright, but with your Isaac Heaney, who needs to go? Some people with Daniel Rich. Which other rookies in the midfield would you say? Vandenberg, you know, he's still got a low break even of 32. You could hang him about there. But, God, there's real scope to bring in some quality in the midfield this week.
Yes, also up forward, Jock. I feel Jesse Hogan nearing cull time.
Time to go.
Priced at 325k. He's break even up around 50 now, Jock. Could be a cheap cull there.
The others up there, in terms of rookies, you might look to knock off there. You know, Salem bloody surprised me. I got rid of Salem this week. And, of course, he came out and scored 107. But now he's back into the negative break-even territory. So I think we're back to, you've got Salem, you might want to ride him for luck for a couple more weeks before you piss him off. You mentioned in the call to Wayno, Mitch Clark is going through troubles, and we wouldn't for one second want to make light of that. And we're feeling for Mitch Clark, and we hope he gets through, because the battle of the black dog is real. And people seeing that happen in the public eye is good, because people can understand and move on. But you're right, he is unwell. Yeah, his break-even is low, but we have made 115k off Mitch Clark, so I'm thinking it could be a consideration to move him on.
How's it going, John Crashing and Hugo? Sending you sure again, boys. Now, what a round of fantasy footy. Ryan Griffin and Lukey Parker finally sticking their fingers up and producing some good scores, as well as Christian Salem and Adam Sard giving us some quality output. Now, boys, Barry Bloody Mitchell's son. He's looking the goods, I reckon. Two scores over 100 and an absolute gem of a player. What do you boys reckon his job security will be like after these two massive games, taking into consideration the Swans have now lost Heaney? Cheers, boys. Loving your work.
Good call. The Heaney omission makes Tom Mitchell extremely relevant. Is about to elevate in price, given he is, as you say, on the bubble. Break-even of negative 13. He could be an answer to our forward line, Jock.
And his disposal efficiency is critical. For his job security, he has to dispose of the pill efficiency, and we saw him go at 80%, which is big. Horse will absolutely love that. Could he be a trading option for this week? Given the priorities, you know.
Those with war chest, Jock, could be time to go a Jesse Hogan up for just $80,000.
Bottom smelly. score 113. All these people say, oh, bottom smelly, scale up, oh, this cheating, champion, nada, this bullshit.
He just had 15 touches and that was the conspiracy, wasn't it?
This bullshit.
Yeah, people were calling conspiracy. Yes. People in dark coats just adjusting scores.
Every year they say, oh, this bloody cheating, this not this special, they cheating, this bullshit. Bottom smelly, ego player.
Explain, Poyter, for those who aren't understanding the paradigms of the Supercoach scoring system, which I believe is the best scoring system in Australia by a long way. How does it work? Why did the Bouffanted one get 113 from just 15 touches?
Score involvements, significant game factors, touches in the all-important defensive and forward lines.
Crunch times.
Crunch moments and scaling during crunch moments.
So we might say, well, he only got 15 touches, so is he a good selection? The fact is, he is a good fantasy selection because he influences games of bloody football. That's why I think he's almost proven himself now, because he did cop attention. He's had 100 and 113 over the last fortnight. Still getting for 496, so he's sub 500 grand. Not the worst selection in the world. I bought in Goddard, 35 possessions. If you didn't bring in Goddard, you just missed a 40 grand price range. But now over the last fortnight, he's averaged 135. Still at 547 grand. We know what this bloke will do. You know that you lock him away for the rest of the season. You know that he can perform in any weather. You know that he will perform consistently. So not a terrible selection. Brendan Goddard.
Yes, some may have missed the boat here, Jock. Now up to close to 550k. At about the same price he was at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Break even of 13, he will continue to rise. Those that missed the selection, I feel now, have missed out.
Yeah, my poor boy. We talked on the Thursday night podcast about the Lance Franklin v. Goddard situation. Which one do you go? Only in the clear light of day now, we see that Brendan Goddard should have been the selection. Lance Franklin, just 62. Now he's going to have a high break even, so Franklin will drop further over the coming couple of weeks. And Brett DiLiddio also with just a 66 and a 60 to his name. He is one that also we could be looking to pick off around the boys, Peter.
Ah, this man, big break even.
Mm.
Leads working into fitness. Mm. Yes, you look after by bang. Maybe get him bloody 450.
He only had 19 possessions, went a good almost 40 minutes without a touch at some stage. But I think he's had that break and he's properly cured the Achilles tendon. Is it the Achilles tendon?
Oh, yes,
Jock. But you know what this is about. You know what Achilles tendon's about?
Yes, the Greek warrior Achilles was dipped into the sacred river of protection. He had one spot where he was held by the hands, where he was not protected, and that was the Achilles area. He was slain with an arrow to his only indefensible region of the body, the Achilles.
Did you see the movie too? There was a movie about it. So it's real, is it?
It is real, John.
Right. But how did they know, like, if he got done in his Achilles, what was it called? They wouldn't even have a bloody name for it. They'll just say, get him in that little tendon bit behind your foot that goes between your ankle and your calf.
Yes, Jock.
Ballsy pick. I want to put one out there for those of us who, we talk about shark moves and shell moves. We talk about the Bruin manoeuvre that won John Bruin the Supercoach, whatever, how many grand it was. We'll talk about the Higginbotham manoeuvre in years to come, Peter. I'm sure we will, in some way or context. Taylor Walker, 90 this week. He's now lost almost 60 grand. You'll get him for 375. For those of us with gigantic testicles, just in the cold light of day when no one's thinking about him, we're all thinking about him pre-season, dropped off on form, came out round one, scored 177. I just want to put that one out there for those who want to go a bit left of centre this week. Taylor Walker.
Big call, Jock. Not sure of the validity of the statement, given he is an obvious key position forward who are fickle.
Fair enough, yeah.
We don't want to be heading into finals with fickle key position forwards. But I commend you for your left field thinking.
Thank you. I didn't want to, we didn't mention Matthew Prittis as well in the midfielders. Matty Prittis came out with 127 today and he is bottomed out this week. So those of you who are looking to inject Matthew Prittis, he's dropped off about 70 grand. So there's another option for midfield.
Okay, I say you won. The many lose patience with bloody bell chamber, but many start lose patience. Dog.
Knick-knack.
What you do with dog?
He's not getting the job done, Creech. What do we do with your old mate?
Bloody dog.
Do you hang on to him? You have to, don't you? You got to ride him for luck. It's a wasted trade. If you're doing that trade now, you're putting your trading towards premium team one trade backwards. Yeah, I don't read into that.
The average, bloody 70-something.
Yeah, shithouse, whatever it is, it's rubbish. Blitzarves, goodness my pointer, your bloke, he's done it again, 170, he's playing like a rover, break even still 40. I don't know, what sort of situation would you be in where you'd be looking to bring in Mark Blitzarves? Perhaps Bell Chambers. Someone who only has Bell Chambers as an R2, you could look at a Blitzarves. You know, Shane Mumford's in great form and he's almost 90 grand cheaper. He's almost finding his post-ruck score change floor. Would you say floor? Is that where he is, Peter? Because if you say ceiling, what's the opposite of ceiling?
Floor, Jock.
I'm Jock Reynolds.
Genius mind. I much prefer the Mumford selection over Blitzarves. Cost you only approximately $30,000 ahead of Blitzarves. Expect a lot of work to go into Blitzarves now that he has completely arrived.
I love you when you say Blitzarves. You get a real sparkle in your eyes you say that.
Thank you, Jock.
Sam Jacobs is another one. Him with Mumford, 127 for Big Sam, the big red-nutted, beautiful, majestic man that just waltzes around the Adelaide midfield. He's also dropped about 90 grand and you'll get him for about 525 as well.
I see bloody Wilminson in the bungalow, Mr. Jock. Why he did?
Well, we've been trying to keep it quiet just to keep the pressure off him. Love the sound of the flute just drifting across the backyard. Oh, it's beautiful.
I think he played flute too much. Not bloody go football training.
Well,
I think I see his hand in this nasty claw.
It's getting ridiculous.
Is this because he play flute too much?
Well, I don't want the story to get out, but he actually couldn't get the tap outs because his hand was sort of clenched in that claw because he has been playing the skin flute a bit too much. Now, let's not make a big song and dance about this, please, but we do.
You watch him play skin flute?
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. And then I sort of say, you're done, mate. You know, you're done. Righto. And then we have a good half-hour session trying to stretch the fingers back. And it's funny for a while, but then it's sad. You know, he's just trying to do the right thing by Bevo. And I think we need to get around him while he goes through this difficult time in his life.
Excellent, Jock. A man, the panacea for all.
Panacea? What's that? That's like the big landmass. Are you saying I'm a majestic landmass that will split and share with the community my wisdoms? It's beautiful. You know, Guando land and panaceas. Geography of ancient times. Don't think I'm just some yobbo footy bastard, mate. I'm a bloody learned one.
I think you are referring to Pangaea.
What did you say?
Panacea, Jock.
Oh, righto. That's the one off southwest Thailand.
No, Jock. Mm. It is the cure-all, fix-all, medicinal wonder drug.
You're just like vinegar. Bloody vinegar can do a lot of things, mate. That's science. Community, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thanks again to our good sponsors, Exotic Limo, who are good blokes. Go to exoticlimo.com.au and just get yourself a majestic piece of vehicular history. I'm Jock Reynolds. Peter, thank you for your Mother's Day tribute today, mate.
Thank you, Jock. Thank you, Mother.
Crouching, thanks for just keeping it nice and, you know, below board and not trying to get dirty. Hey?
Welcome.
Welcome, mate. See you, community.
If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here.